there is a notion that no single individual or a group of individuals is above the law of the land. Now, that seems to be lost on some men. In some many places, you probably have where you find wars and civil unrest and things like that, maybe even famine. You know, you will find people who would state or act as though they are above the law. However, in Nigeria, and in particularly, our focus this morning, in particular rather, our focus is on River State. We, one, are not at war generally. Neither is there a humanitarian crisis. Well, some would argue. But there seems to be a dearth of people who should be doing the right thing. Public servants, right? Please listen. Public servants seem to be a bit above the law. Now, from political appointees to elected officials, River State seems to have a dearth of public officials who are readily accessible or willing to speak to the people that they are meant to serve. Now, this doesn't mean that there are none, but it means, right, that we still have a lot of people who should be speaking to their constituents, to their community members, people who are resident in their areas, but they are not doing so. That's one. On another side, you have individuals who were elected, yes, elected apparently by you, who are not necessarily within arm's reach. The year is 2014. I visit Abuja to see my younger brother and also to spend some time with some family members who live in that area. I was housed by my brother's boss and then manager at that time. So, whilst we were there, another friend came in. He had just come in from Canada. Listen, this is not 2001 or 1985. This is 2014. And he comes in and we're all talking, and then he goes on to narrate a story that just happened to him 36 hours prior to him visiting us in Abuja. He said when he got to Lagos Airport, right, and he was being checked by customs, there was some discrepancy with his documents, something about his residency and tax something. And so he was held. He was held not just by the customs, but also by the Canadian office that they called. They said, hey, look, this man, he says he's a Canadian, he has passport, blah, blah, blah. Guess what he said? He said he was so upset. He picked up his phone and called his constituency rep in Canada. Listen, he called. He doesn't work in the government. He's a private businessman, but he had the constituency's rep number where he lived in Canada. He called the office, he got attended to, and he was directed to speak to his representative directly to explain why his papers don't have whatever they were requesting for. In 2.5 hours, that challenge was resolved, and he was able to walk out of MM1. Walk out of his own free will. How many of you have your constituency rep's number, your local government chairman's number, your CDC? How many of you have his number? How many of you have Governor Wike's number? How many of you can call Governor Wike? How many of you can call Nnamdi Omoni, for example? How many of you can call the man who is in charge of fixing the roads, NDDC, in your contract man? How many of you have his number? Well, our conversation this morning is this. Once again, I ask the question, how can public servants be encouraged to speak honestly? We need the commission to say this, we need that. We don't get to hear. Sometimes you hear people calling and, you know, it's moderated. We have to be very careful. Let's not step on people's toes. We're going to have this conversation for about an hour up until about 10:30 this morning, because it's not to incite, neither is it to, as it were, aggravate or be insensitive to any group of person, but it's to understand the fundamentals of how we should be interacting with each other. Last I checked, the term is public officials. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. How, in your words, how, in your thoughts, how have you been processing this for a while? How do we get our public officials to be more honest and more forthright, to become readily accessible to all of us? Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. My 2.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Thank you for this discourse, and it's timely. For now, we can't hold any of them responsible, not even accountable. None of them. Because they will tell you, you vote for them. They spend their millions in the pool of faith to run that election for their interest, not your vote. And this is a clarion call for all Nigerians. Trust your PVC to make all these people accountable. Ah, these men, you can call them. If you call them, they won't pick your phone. Or their mama is not even available. And then you got to put, even if you have a vital information to show them, their number is not accessible. If you are too close or too loving to them, we'll say, I will call you later. I'm in a meeting. Mother, important issue. Even you, your own blood brother. My own blood brother, one elder, one younger, in stand up positions in Bayelsa. Call them. Oh, Mr. Zion, I will be there. Until you walk them for truth, and they will call me. The truth is this: when you vote for these people, you have the authority. Questions. When you vote for them, but you get up this feeling.
All right, when you vote for them, you have the mandate to, as it were, request information from them. Good morning, welcome. Good morning.
Yes. Okay, let's do our own duty. Forget about all this perception that is flying up and down. If we make sure that we do our own duty diligently, these politicians will not take us for granted for any reason. See what happened in Bauchi State. They told the governor that he won't come back even before the election, and they stood their ground. In fact, even where APC is on ground, they told the governor that belongs to the ruling party that he won't come back, and they said they will vote every other candidate that came for this party. You as a governor, you won't come back. And they, even when they try to manipulate it, the people refuse. Say, he won't come back. That is how it's supposed to be. But what do we do here? We always carry out this perception. They have written results. Nothing. What role are we going to play? Nothing is going to happen. These politicians kept on or keep on taking advantage of that thought. What do we offer? They have already positioned themselves believing that you will always have that perception. So it's not even hold them by honesty. It is even now that we're talking about promise. Who is talking of politicians giving you a promise? Nobody talked about politicians giving you any promise. What is on the hand now is that it has been said, it has been decided. That's what we see. But if we within ourselves begin to come out, tell them that we have the power to put you or to put it out, politicians will never take us for granted. I think to me, that is only what we do. Thank
you. All right, thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. How do we get our public officials to be more accessible? Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jude Samuel Omanigbe. My name is Barry Digny Adam. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. How can public servants be encouraged to speak honestly?
To become more accessible.
More accessible, right?
Yes.
Even the given their numbers that are in public domain, they are not their real numbers.
Okay.
Even Governor Wike's number that is in public domain is not his own real number. After we selected them, they will not change their number. You can't affect them again. Even to go to their houses, you can't even go. So I think that the government should.
Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling from Akpabo. I'm Jim Pajaja.
You're calling from Akwa Ibom.
Akpabo.
Okay, Akpajo. Okay, all right, go on, please.
Akpabo, not Akpajo, Akpabo.
Okay, Akpabo. Oh, okay, go on, please. Sorry.
Good. You this topic interests me some way. Give our politicians, some of them are good. We have good politicians and we have bad politicians. The public office holders who have the good ones, who have the bad ones. It is on how you keep yourself. It is how you want to assess people or how you want people to assess you. For instance, let me give you an instance. I am APC. I am from Akpabo. My wife, who is a staff of my local government, is from Akpabo. My own brother, my town person, who is the council chairman, the Honorable Dr. Chidloy, is from Akpabo. Let me shock you. Do you know because I am APC? And some APC members in Akpabo. That one was, before he came as the council chairman, as a public servant, we had one from Alebi from Alimi, who was the council chairman. And this person that has APC from Akpabo in his village, we are all staff of the council. But let me talk to you. When one came as the council chairman, I am saying that for other people to hear and hear me loudly. Because he will come to radio and see people with camera. He came and sat up to today from me to now. Refused to pay my wife. Her offense was just that she is a wife to an opposition party member.
So have you approached him? Have you been able to approach him? Have you called him? Have you gone there? Have you written letters?
Everything in the council that we were asked to do, as a stupid good, tell me, put it to me. Let me bring my wife a appointment letter to the office. But he has vowed from May till date not to pay my wife. Is that a public servant?
How did you know he vowed? Did he say it in front of you? Was there a recording?
Yes, he has vowed. I don't know to have vowed. I'm giving you the information. Okay. I have reported to my town permanent leader. I have reported to Akpabo CDC chairman. I have reported to Akpabo town council chief chairman. I reported to the youth. It is a matter in the village now.
So how would you want future public servants to speak up and be accessible? What do you think we should do so that when things like this you can go and knock at his door and he can answer?
What you should do is what you are doing now. Everyone here, help people like that. That is what you will do. What you will do is what you will do this thing now. These are the important topics that you have to bring up on radio and your pocket. Yes. So what we will do is all we can do now. Because the money is not his money. The office is occupied, people occupied, it's not occupied. We have good ones in PDP and FPC, we have good people. I was very optimistic. Mm-hmm. We have good ones. And we have people that have care of God in office. So let us not judge it. Let us talk to the people, let us measure those ones that say that they are God.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so a very clear example there. We should speak about it. We should raise our voices. Call those who are faulty so that when next anybody is coming around, right, they know that they can and are meant to be answerable to the people. My name is Jude. We'll go for our first commercial break. We're going to have this conversation till about 10:30 this morning. There are angles to this that we're bringing up after every stop set. You don't want to miss this right here. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Stay with us. Nigeria Info. We'll be back. Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So there is a problem in your community. There is a problem on your street. Whom are you meant to report to? You see, the challenge we have this morning to discuss goes far and beyond politics. It goes right down to ethics. Now, usually on Thursdays, by about 10 o'clock, we would have had, power update. Today, we're not going to do that because I would like for us to see where this problem, how far this problem we are trying to discuss this morning, we are discussing how far it does get to. So there's a power outage, all right? And you call the power company, you call the power rep in your area, whether it's Chuba, whatever, and you're not getting the feedback. Ideally, as systems go, the next thing to do is to get to maybe a local government chairman, a CDC chairman, and then when it's a widespread problem, like we continue to hear very regularly on this dial, how some communities have never been powered since some individuals have been born, 20 years, 25 years, no power. That's when we are meant to get to the senators, the House of Representatives, the governor, the local government chairman. What can we do for your people? Since the power company, for example, is not responding, or there's a challenge and they can't seem to, as it were, work on it on their own, so let us come together to provide lasting solutions. The problem is, whom do we speak to? How accessible are these individuals? And thirdly, how willing are they to speak to the people? I received several messages, and if by chance, and I mean this with all the goodwill I have this morning, if by chance any of the commissioners in River State, from the Commissioner of Information to Education to Land to what works, whatever, whomever, please, to all of their stalwarts or to all of their crew members who walk around there, please listen to this. We get messages every day on different sectors in the River State government and River State life. We get comments, and one of them is, you people should go and call the so-so-so and so to come speak with us. Let them explain to us. A few years ago, we've had, when he was in the government, we had the Land and Housing Commissioner now, what's his name, Reason. Reason was always willing to come. As long as he didn't have a meeting, he would come. Reason Onya, if you remember him. Now, we had Commissioner of Education, we've had several senators come through, but these days, and it's not just a River State problem, but we're particularizing the River State, these days, they seem very far away. We've had calls from you saying there's a chairman who doesn't even live in the community. How can you be the chairman, the local government chairman of a community? You are not resident in the community. The caretaker committee head is not even resident in the community, and yet you want people to... we don't understand it. At least Rivers people don't. So, this morning on Hello Port Harcourt, how do we get these public officials, these heads of school boards, the commissioners of school board, the whatever board, how do we get them to become more honest to you, the citizens? Welcome to your conversation station. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0817 923 0009 is the female caller line. And get onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Right, so how to get public officials to be more accessible? My answer: by reducing all the incentives, salaries, attractions attached to their public posts. Emmanuel Ekundayo sending that message. That's on WhatsApp. A good way to bring public office holders to bear is to bring ears down that will start from this move of the Senate to initiate direct primary election. Look at how governors are shaking about it, because generality of party members will choose to no longer select their few delegates. So the threat of the governor to approach the court against that means that they won't take the masses for granted once direct primaries is signed by the president and becomes operational. So that should grant easier access. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93, good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Hello, dude. I was on the line that time, but it went off.
Apologies. Go on, please.
Good morning. My name is Barry Digado.
Okay.
You said how to, our public servant, the public officials.
Public servants, how do you get them to be more accessible? Speak honestly to
them. I think, during their, anytime they want to swear them in into office, they should not use Bible. They should use juju.
Really?
Voodoo. They should use juju because they are not scared of the Bible.
And what makes you think that they will be scared of juju and voodoo?
Yeah, they will be scared of, in this part of the world, we are more scared of juju.
Are you scared of juju?
Even you too. Are you not scared of juju?
I asked you, are you scared of juju?
I can't answer that on radio.
You can't answer that on radio. Okay, all right. So if you can answer, how can we then answer for those who are not here? Those individuals that you're trying to get. We can't answer for them. We can't, and in all honesty, you can't force anybody to go against their religious practices. You can't force a Christian, for example, to swear to Ogun. You can't ask a Muslim to do the same. It's a very dicey scenario there. 923, hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning. Why they will not pick your call? Hello?
Yes, we'll listen to you, please.
Okay. One, before they go for the election, they give you money for you to vote for them. They give you 1,000 naira or 1,500 naira, you vote for them for 4 years. So now, when they get to that position, they say, I want to recover. Secondly, the man in measure of the Canadian, I don't think they buy votes. Yet.
No, he's a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian who immigrated. Okay. He's a Nigerian person.
Okay.
Yes.
So the thing there is, when we are ready, we know how to follow this over home. Another thing now, December is coming. You see them, they will come with us super quiet, different into the village, because the election is closed. To sit with them, eat with them, dine with them. But after they vote them, they increase their fence to maybe 20 feet high.
Mm. 20 feet.
And tell me again, Jude, most of our people, when they even call these people, these people receive 100 text messages. 95% of that text message is our strength and speeches. So they always feel that Jude is calling, the Jude that is calling, you want to request or something. Because they know that when the time comes, they'll come and give you 3,000 naira, 1,000 naira for you to vote their habit. That's for you. They are giving a project money. What are they doing with it? Nothing. So they feel they don't care about you. You don't have any right to call them to complain. To even sign your affidavit for you, sir. They will feel you want to come and beg their money. In fact, for the 12 months of the year, they are in meeting. They are peer, maybe pick your car and say, oh, guys, in meeting. Every time you call, they're in meeting. They're in meeting in midnight, meeting in daytime, every time they're in meeting. So, it's high time for us to know what we want before you vote some people into office. But that line that they're using, they will give you. They will even change that line, use another line. But that, in the calling that line, the line will be ringing, but they will not pick your call. So, Everybody should learn and sit off. That is.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, welcome, please.
I don't know if you remember the song. I think it was Fiwa Savage and one other person. Know you all, know you well, well. But you say, I don't really know you well, well. You know that music, right?
Yes.
That is exactly what I think is happening. The person you voted to represent you in the House of Assembly, even as a councillor, how often does it come out when we have community problems? He's a big boy. He doesn't even care. Before, he doesn't even pick your call when he was nobody, and suddenly becomes this, and you want him to pick your call? See, no matter how lizard does press up, it will never grow muscle like the crocodile. You know that, right? So, how do you know this man? You don't know him well, well, but you voted him, and at the end of the day, you left the JAJ that always come out and say, this gutter is blocked, let us clear it and take the lead. You left the person that will say, oh, we have this year, let's all move it, mobilize people, because one, will I call it kingmaker, now say, oh, this is the person we have voted. Oh, it's our party member. Then you say, oh, that's how we go. That is how we roll. Then you come back and complain when you don't know that person well, well. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, until we bring this democracy down to the grassroots, that the will be there and will tell you, at times you take number, they say, oh, well, just send me text message because I don't pick call. How do you represent the people when you don't pick call? You understand what I'm saying? So we got what we bargained for, but some of them are very good. I've gotten some numbers. Ask them one or two. No personal problem. I just want to make inquiry. You call, they pick your call. Like, who is this? I say, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is what. They say, oh, thank you very much for the inquiry. And that's all. But for me, 90% of them, we don't really know them well, well. Thank you very much.
All right, we don't know them well, well. 93, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes, hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Yusuf.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
It's a pleasure to have you.
I like this topic you're bringing up because I have a brother who is now a politician and he has won. And when I called him, he doesn't answer my phone.
Your brother?
My blood brother, my father and my mother. We grew up together in Canada. He doesn't answer my call. Isn't that funny?
Any reason why? Did you offend him? Did you by chance steal his girlfriend in university?
Never. It's just the same. He has moved out from the family house. He is now living in a hotel.
Wow.
Spending all the government money there.
Wow.
My brother, this thing that we are saying is very difficult. And it's a personal thing. If they don't want to change, they'll never change. I have the Commissioner of Investment and Commerce card that he gave to me. Honestly, when I call him, my brother, the man doesn't answer. He has another number. When they give you their complimentary
cards, yes.
Don't think it's anything. Those numbers on the complimentary cards don't go.
So how do we get them to become readily accessible? What do we need to do as a people to hold them not just accountable, but to encourage them to come speak to us? Because people like you want to know, why don't I have power? Why don't I have water? Where are the security services and fire services when I need them?
Jude, what you are doing is the right thing. They are hearing us now. I hope my brother will also hear me that I've reported him. So, I mean, they are hearing and you are doing the right thing. What else? Do you want us to go on protest so they will shoot us like NSARS?
Worrisome. Worrisome indeed. Worrisome. Thank you very much. My name is Jude. Hello, Potaka returns.